Item 16 is discuss and possible action on items withdrawn from the consent agenda. In accordance with our consent agenda policy, we'll discuss the items withdrawn from the consent agenda in the order that they were withdrawn. At this time, it is 43 minutes after 8 a.m., and we will go into executive session for the purpose of discussion of discussing the items of the Barnyard agenda as requested by Director Billy Moore. And the board will return to open session. This time we will entertain action on any items discussed in executive session. There is a resolution we have on the board right now that is being. We will discuss this resolution right now. We'll discuss this in a minute.
This is first.
Y'all need some time to work on the resolution. We'll go on to Director Skaggs.
Let me, if we can, I can make a quick
change. Oh, she's making a quick change. We have a 30-second break.
We're taking a break now?
I hate I missed the meeting.
1 minute break.
We're not compliant.
I'd like to have the resolution read into the record, please.
Yeah. It is hereby resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby orders businesses currently using the barge yard to cease operations immediately. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the barge yard location will be utilized for a purpose which complies with the Brazos River Authority license issued by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC.
Have comments from the board? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Director Moore, second by Director Johnson. Hold the board, please.
Chairman Senior?
Yes.
Director Dion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Caraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluett?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Abstain.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes. The second item that was removed from the consent agenda was represented by Director Skaggs.
I believe John Hollis will make this presentation.
Can we get a copy, a written copy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This item, 2 weeks ago, the Banking and Finance Committee approved a resolution for your consideration regarding the issuance of $150 million of bonds associated with THU Energy. These would be pollution control bonds of the type that really provide no obligation to the Brazos River Authority from a legal and financial standpoint, but do provide us with a fee that we would receive as a result of issuing these tax-exempt bonds in our name. Since then, discussions with Dan Culver, who is our bond counsel with McCall Parkhurst, who's over here answering detailed questions, but we've had discussions. And THU, this has been a fairly fluid process within the THU organization as to how many bonds they're going to issue. And it was really recommended by Dan's office that we consider raising the authorized amount that the board would authorize from $150 million to $200 million of bonds, because that appears to be what THU's intent is to issue over the next 12-month period. They will not necessarily issue them all at one time or immediately, but over the next 12-month period, they might issue that, and that seems to be their intent. And so doing, by changing the resolution to the $200 million, it would prevent this from having to come back to the board for another authorization, another lengthy reading of a resolution, again, in the next quarter or two quarters away or something like that. If the board so wishes, we could raise the, and we would recommend raising that authorization at the $200 million level. And I'd be happy to answer any questions in regards to that. And that would put us in place for the next year, for the next 12-month period, depending on what TXU chooses to do, to be able to issue whatever bonds are necessary and have the documents signed accordingly.
Guy and I argued about that. I said, let's do it where we only have to read it once, but he wanted to read it twice, so we argued.
Right.
Any comments, questions?
I might add one thing on the, from the fee standpoint. If they were to issue the entire $200 million over, let's say, the next 12 months, that would generate a fee of $1.5 million to the Brazos River Authority. We get 75 basis points for each dollar of issuance. And also, I might add, again, this is a $2 billion project from TXU standpoint. $200 million really represents the tax-exempt portion eligible for tax-exempt financing. So it's a very large project that they are undertaking here.
Fair motion?
Just have one question. What's the legal duration of this resolution? How long do they have to sell these bonds? 12 months.
12 months, yes.
I hear a motion.
So moved.
By Director Skaggs, seconded by Director Moore. Hold the board, please.
I believe the resolution was provided in your, the revised resolution was in your folder. And I'll read it, and it is sort of lengthy. It's 5 pages or so, so bear with me. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors for adoption at its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Authority, the Board of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the Authority, has determined to authorize the issuance of its revenue bonds, in parentheses, the bonds, in an amount not to exceed $200 million, in accordance with provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code, as amended, Chapter 383 of the Texas Health and Safety Code, as amended, and Chapter 221, Texas Water Code, parentheses, collectively the acts, and whereas the Board has determined that it is necessary and advisable to authorize the execution of an installment sale and bond amortization agreement, in parentheses, the agreement, between the Authority and TXU Energy Company, LLC, in parentheses, the company, in connection with the issuance of the bonds, and whereas the agreement will be executed to provide for the issuance of the bonds, which will provide funds to acquire, construct, and improve certain sewage and solid waste collection, control, and disposal equipment and facilities located, based at or used in connection with a site owned by the company and known as the Oak Grove Electric Generating Plant, which is located within the boundaries of the issuer in Robertson County, Texas, in parentheses, the project. And whereas in connection with the issuance of the bonds, the issuer has determined that the project is designed to achieve a vital public purpose to benefit and protect the health, general welfare, and property of the general public, and that the legislature of the state of Texas, through the acts, has provided and determined that it is the policy of the state of Texas and the purpose of the acts that the resources of the state of Texas be safeguarded from pollution and that the issuer be carried out to the purpose of the acts is performing an essential public function under the Texas Constitution, specifically Article 16, Section 59A thereof. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1, the recitals hereof are incorporated in and made a part hereof for all purposes. Section 2, to provide funds for the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the project, which in accordance with the agreement will be conveyed to the company or the company's designee, in parentheses, the user, in the manner set forth in the agreement, there shall be and are hereby authorized to be issued the bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $200 million. Section 3. The bond shall be issued in accordance with the trust indenture, in parentheses, the indenture, by and between the issuer and the Bank of New York as trustee, in parentheses, the trustee, the form of which has been presented to the board in the agreement, the form of which has been presented to the board shall provide for the source of payment of the bonds, to wit, the installment sale payments to be made by the company or its assignee thereunder. Section 4. The form, terms, and provisions of the indenture, the bonds, in parentheses, the form of which is contained in the indenture, and the agreement are hereby authorized and approved, and the presiding officer and the vice presiding officer of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to execute and deliver the indenture, the bonds, and the agreement on behalf of the issuer, with the changes therein as the officers executing the same may approve, such approval to be conclusively evidenced by the execution thereof, and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to attest such signatures. Section 5. The bonds shall be in the form prescribed in the indenture. The bonds may mature from time to time, provided that no bonds shall mature later than 40 years after its dated date. The bonds shall bear interest at a rate not exceeding 15% per annum. Section 6. In connection with the offering of the bonds, the board hereby authorizes the use of a preliminary official statement and an official statement, parentheses, collectively the official statement, with respect to the bonds, and hereby authorizes the use of the information pertaining to the issuer therein and substantially the form that has been presented to the board at the meeting in which this resolution was adopted, provided that by the adoption of this resolution, the issuer does not accept responsibility for the content of the official statement except for the information specifically approved by this Section 6 for use therein. Section 7. The board hereby appoints each of the presiding officer, the general manager, CEO, and the chief financial officer of the issuer to represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may be lawfully be taken by the board's appointee with respect to the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, in parentheses, the underwriting agreement, to be entered into to provide for the sale of the bonds, in parentheses, in the capacity of representatives of the board here under the presiding officer, the general manager, CEO, and the chief financial officer, shall each be referred to as an issuer representative, close parentheses. The issuer representative is hereby designated as the agent of the issuer for the purpose of selling the bonds and determining the price at which the bonds shall be sold, provided the bonds shall not be sold at a price that is less than 95% of the par amount thereof. The issuer representative shall sell the bonds through negotiation and cooperation with the company, and the sale of the bonds shall be evidenced by an issuer representative executing the underwriting agreement. Subject to any restrictions contained in the Section 7 and the provisions of Sections 2 and 5 hereof, the issuer representative is authorized to approve on behalf of the board the following matters with respect to the bonds. A, the series designation or designations and the dated date or dates of the bonds in the agreement, the indenture, and other bond documents. B, the initial interest rate mode for the bonds. C, the principal amount and the maturity date or dates of the bonds. D, if any of the bonds shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity, the dates, price, and terms upon which at which the bond shall be so subject to redemption. E, whether the bond shall be secured by a credit agreement or policy of bond insurance. And F, any other matters relating to the bonds that require the approval of or action by the issuer or issuer representative acting on behalf of the issuer to the extent permitted by law. The determination of the issuer representative that are made in accordance with this Section 7 shall be specified in a certificate of an issuer representative. The issuer representative shall approve such changes to the official statement, the indenture, and the agreement as he or she may be necessary and appropriate to accomplish the foregoing. Section 8. The officers, employees, and agents of the issuer, and each of them shall be, and each is expressly authorized and empowered from time to time, and at any time to do and perform all things and acts, and to execute, acknowledge, and deliver in the name and under the corporate seal, if necessary, and on behalf of the issuer, all certificates, financing statements, instruments, and other papers, whether or not herein mentioned, as they may determine to be necessary or desirable in order to carry out the terms and provisions of the resolution, as well as the terms and provisions of the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, the determination to be conclusively evidenced by the performance of the acts and the things in the execution of any such certificate, financing statement, or other instrument. Section 9, it shall be the duty of the issuer representative to deliver the bonds to the Attorney General of Texas for examination and approval by the Attorney General. After the bonds are approved by the Attorney General, they shall be delivered to the Comptroller of Public Accounts of the State of Texas for registration. Upon registration of the bonds, the Comptroller of Public Accounts, in parentheses, or a designated deputy thereof, shall manually sign the Comptroller's certificate of registration prescribed in the indenture to be attached to each of the bonds to be initially delivered to the purchaser or purchasers thereof, in parentheses, the underwriter, and the seal of the comptroller shall be affixed thereto. Section 10, the issuer representative is authorized to deliver to the trustee written instructions for the delivery of the bonds to the underwriter upon payment of the purchase price thereof and for the use and application of the bond proceeds and any other funds contributed by the company or any other user for the purpose of financing the project. Section 11, the board may designate from time to time other officers or employees of the issuer to act as the issuer representative, the designation to be evidenced by a certificate filed with the trustee and the company. Section 12, the board hereby authorizes the general manager, CEO, or his designee to serve as hearing officer for purposes of holding a public hearing, if required by applicable provisions of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, relative to the issuance of the bonds and the project. The board requests that the Attorney General approve the issuance of the bonds pursuant to Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code for the purpose of such section. Section 13, the issuance of the bonds in accordance with the indenture and the resolution is hereby authorized. This resolution shall be effective from the date of adoption by the board. Upon the adoption hereof, this resolution shall constitute the sole act of the board with respect to the issuance of the bonds and the other matters set forth herein. Section 14, the board hereby directs that the persons acting in the capacity of the issuer representative from time to time shall represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the issuer with respect to conversions of the interest rate determination methods for the bonds, including, without limitation, the use of alternative redemption provisions in connection with any remarketings of the bonds, all as may be elected by the company in accordance with the terms and provisions of the indenture. Section 15, with the exception of the delegation made to the issuer representative in Section 14, which shall continue while the bonds are outstanding, all other delegations made to the issuer representative in this resolution shall, unless renewed by the board, expire on February the 1st, 2007.
Thank you, John. Now you can pull the board.
Yes.
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director D. Cluett?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gilmore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Gag?
Yes.
We'll now consider item 14, discussion of possible action on commercial lease rate language removed by Director Martin. Director Martin.
I just wanted a separate roll call vote on this item.
The only reason, a separate roll call vote? Okay. Is there any other directors wishing to comment, discuss this?
You should be ready. You should have some time to think about it.
Should we, is there a motion and a second, then we'll have the reading? You'd like to make
Do we have it for the screen, the resolution?
Can we have the resolution on the screen, please? We have the next slide.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the recommendation that we vote on this resolution.
Motion has been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Moore. Read the resolution, please.
I apologize, I'm going to come around to this other side to read it second from the screen. Agenda item number 14, commercial lease rate language. The Possum Kingdom Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution as its January 30th, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby acknowledges and supports the following language currently within the new interim commercial lease form. Authority, in its sole discretion, reserves the right to adjust the rental rate and the method of determining the rental rate to accord with the commercial lease rate methodology adopted by the Board of Directors and to replace this lease contract with a standard lease contract of a similar remaining term as adopted by the Board of Directors. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority supports the inclusion of a new provision to be included in those commercial leases, which contain the aforementioned interim language that would enable the lessee to terminate the lease in the event that a new lease rate methodology or new standard lease contract are adopted and are not acceptable to the lessee, and the lessee would be provided a 24-month window to terminate their lease from the date of the notification of the new rate methodology or standard contract adoption. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby acknowledges and support the requirement for general liability insurance for commercial leases.
Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Babion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blunt?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Parada?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Fluitt?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gilmore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
No.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes. Before we return to our executive session on our regular agenda, I'd like to take a 10-minute recess break, please.